Harford and White. It's RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
Last roll of the dice, time for the Dockers, gets it to Carr. Oh, good tackle out there by Backwell. Comes back to Jones. 9 seconds to go. Kicks towards midfield. Oh. Big leap by Coops. Loose ball, Walker. Wrestle to the ground. That will be it. Dockers will go down. Norris picks it up. A point to difference. Oh, wow. Carlton win. 18-11 to 18-10.
That's pretty tight in your first game, I reckon. It's pretty tight to win by a point in your first game as senior coach. That's what happened on this day in 2001 when Wayne Britton took the reins at the Blues for the first time as the senior coach. They won by a point over there in the West, and I reckon it'd be a day to remember pretty fondly. Wayne Britton joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Brits.
Morning, Haas. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you, buddy. Nice to have you on the program. That day in 2001, 19 years ago, this day, what do you remember about that one-point victory?
Mate, when they warned me you were going to ask me about that, I had no idea, so I looked it up on YouTube. 19, 20 years does a lot to your mind after you've been at that level, mate.
I'm sure that's
what,
right.
What I do remember, though, like, and it just refreshed my memory, having a little peek at it, was how good our senior core blokes were, especially in that last quarter when the game had to be won. It was a game that you could have easily let go and sort of put it down as too hard. But blokes like Bradley, Ratten, Silvani, Kudafis, they all come to the fore and sort of, I think it was them that made sure we got over the line by a point.
You mentioned, I've gone through the list of names before and I saw all those greats of the footy club that would have been unbelievable to coach. And you came after an apprenticeship with Wolsey and with Parko, obviously, and we were integral in Parko's time there at the Blues. When you got the reins yourself, how different was it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I coached the side virtually in 2000, so yeah. I'd had 12 months' experience. But what I was really fortunate of in 2000 was that Parko did all of what I call the bullshit. You know, like, he did all that, which is not bullshit now. It's all pretty important stuff. But he handled that, and all I had to focus on was just the team. And I had great support from those leaders at Carlton. So that ensured me, firstly, and of course, Parko being such a great fella to give me that type of opportunity, I'm forever grateful to him for that. But once I was able to get that 12 months, 2001, it didn't seem like it was my first game of coaching. It felt like I was running into the second year. You know, so it was a bit of a funny feeling, but it was probably a bit of a relief getting over the line that day over in Fremantle, though.
Parko speaks so highly of you, Wayne, as a coach and as a person. Explain how the relationship started and where the trust started, essentially, for Parko, who is one of the all-time great coaches, to see you as the man to take over the famous Carlton Footy Club.
Yeah, I don't know. I suppose he's the one that has to answer that. But from my point of view, I was the first full-time coach at Carlton. So, you know, that's only, what is it, 20-odd years ago, a little bit more than 20 years ago. But Parko wasn't full-time. He had a lot of his university studies, teaching and that type of stuff that he had to do that he was doing also. And he'd get to train and I'd say, OK, well, I'll be waiting around all day, waiting for him to get there. And I'd say, what do you want to do tonight? You know, like, and he'd say, oh, we'll go into the square drill. He had a famous drill that was probably one of the best footy drills I've had. But he'd say, well, just go into that initiative square. You know, so, and then what happened was I started to plan and prepare a training session, and he'd come in and he'd say, I'd say, what do you want to do tonight? And he'd say, oh, we'll go and start at home. And then I'd have it all written down on paper, and I'd say, what about we try some of this? What do you think of this? So it virtually started off like that. And then, you know, like I said before, I'm forever grateful. But then he gave me the opportunity to start to take over a lot more at training and run the training drills. And I'm a pretty straight shooter. I sort of say it as I see it. I always have. It's got me into trouble, but I think it's also one of my strengths. You know, I'd always talk like that with him, and I think he appreciated that and enjoyed the honesty, and especially enjoyed my passion and enthusiasm for the game, and I just felt it's going to give me that opportunity. Wolsey was the first guy that probably seen that in me, and he was the one that really orchestrated for me to be at Carlton.
I wanted to ask you about that, about your very much your straight up and down approach, which was appreciated by so many. But when you've got such big names that you reeled off before, not just big Carlton names, big AFL names, how was that approach to them, and how did they cope with you being the way you were?
Yeah, but I wasn't a smart aleck or that going in there. I've never ever said anything nasty to people in a personal way. Anything I've ever portrayed as a footy coach in that time was always what I felt was going to be better for the team, and for how I felt the game needed to be played, and how you needed to conduct yourself with that. And I was always just pretty honest with that. I never beat around the bush. If I thought Brett Ratten didn't do something right at training or didn't follow up something, then I would tell him. I wasn't afraid to tell him in front of the group. But I never, ever done that in an abusive way or anything. But I was pretty straight. And it made sense to them guys. So once it made sense to them, they started to trust me a lot more. When things that I was starting to do started to work in games, then that trust grew. I think that's what coaching's about. I mean, that's what Haas doing it with the women now. You know, what I see, and I've only watched from well outside and on the TV screens, but he looks like he communicates really well, and he's coaching for the right reasons. And I always coach for the right reasons. I coach to try and help other people, help younger players, help the group in my team improve and get better. I see that in half, that quality as well.
Well, you'll appreciate this, Brits. We're still using the initiative square at the Blues with the girls, and they love it.
I think it's not allowed to leave that oval, mate. It has to be done.
They are loving it. And it's great to chat to you and go down memory lane with you today on about that day in 2001, mate. Always a pleasure to have you on the program. We appreciate it. Hope all is well.
Thank you very much, and good luck to you guys as well, mate.
Thank you very much. Wayne Britton, who on this day led the Blues to a one-point victory in his first official game as senior coach, although he said, as you heard, Whitey, that he'd been there before in 2000, basically coaching the team anyway, but it was a point victory over Fremantle after coming back from 32 points at half-time. Good stuff. That's been a busy show.